Thank you so much for your kind welcome. I'm going to read some verses from John chapter 7. John chapter 7, just a couple of verses. If you've got the Pew Bible, that's page 1072. John 7, verse 37. On the last and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them." By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not yet been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified. On the last and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink." We find ourselves in Jerusalem on the last day of the feast, the great day. This was the Feast of Tabernacles, or booths, or tents, a festival that lasted for 7 days, when the people of Israel would make tents out of branches for themselves, and they'd live in them for about a week to remember the time in their history when their ancestors lived in tents in the wilderness. And pilgrims would travel from miles around. Jerusalem would be full of makeshift tents and coverings. It was a celebration of how God had provided for them for 40 years in the wilderness and how he still provided for them today. And the final day of the feast, in particular, was a time of celebration and rejoicing. With great ceremony, a priest would leave in procession from the temple and make his way, surrounded by crowds waving branches, to the pool or spring of Siloam. He'd carry with him, lifted high, a golden vessel from the temple, which he would, with great ceremony, fill at the pool. He would then carry that aloft in great ceremony back to the temple. There would be shouts of joy from the crowd and from time to time the sound of trumpets. When he arrived at the temple with this water in this golden vessel, there would be 3 loud trumpet blasts. And then this vessel of water would be poured out on the altar of sacrifice, representing the pouring out of God's Spirit upon the people. And then the priests would lead the people in singing psalms of praise. And as the final refrain of Psalm 118 was sung, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever." Finally, there was silence. In the middle of this rejoicing, and quite possibly just at this very moment, Jesus stood up. And with that picture of water being poured out fresh in people's minds, in a loud voice, so loud he could be heard by those in Jerusalem, and so loud we can still hear it today, he cried out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink." I think it was J.C. Ryle who said, "This verse should be written in letters of gold. If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink." Jesus is speaking to that vast crowd. He's saying, "Do you thirst? Come to me and drink. Are you thirsting for God? Come to me and drink. Do you want the Spirit of God to be poured out on you? Come to me and drink." And my question for us all this morning is simply this. Are you thirsty? Are you thirsting after God? Doesn't the psalmist put it wonderfully? He says, look at the majestic, graceful deer running at full speed and then worn out drinking from a cool, refreshing stream. As a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. I love the old hymn that puts it this way. As pants the deer for flowing streams when heated in the chase, so pants or longs my soul, O God, for thee and thy redeeming grace. Now, did you notice in our verse the phrase anyone? It says, if anyone thirsts. It is an invitation to everybody. It is all inclusive. It's for you. It's for me. In Jerusalem that day, it was for the Pharisees and the scribes, the enemies of Jesus. It was for the rich. It was for the poor. It was for the Jew. It was for the Gentile. Today, it's for everybody in our land. There are so many people thirsting in our land. It's all inclusive. For those who are thirsting for something more, this verse is for them. For those whose heart is restless, this verse is for them. And for the many, many, many who seek to quench their thirst on all that the world promises, whether it's money or fame, possessions, relationships, this verse is for them. Jeremiah makes a very interesting statement. God speaking through Jeremiah makes a very interesting statement in the Old Testament to the ancient people of Israel. Quite solemn words. He says through Jeremiah, my people have committed two evils. What are those two evils? They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and they've hewn out cisterns for themselves, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Isn't that a verse for our generation? Broken cisterns that can hold no water. Here is a cistern, a big hole, a well dug from the rock, carved out. It's a large container to hold fresh water, pure water. But once it's cracked, and once it's broken, and once it's leaking, it just leaves pollution and infestation. So we thirst for more. But instead of seeking the one true God who made us, we build our own cisterns. And what do we find in the end? We find we've been trusting in broken cisterns. And our world is longing today, isn't it, for purpose, for peace, for satisfaction, for identity. And here is the answer. If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. And yet our world is rushing on with its materialism and its seeking after other things. Do you know the story of Fred Charrington? Well, he was born in 1850, and you may guess by his name, he was the heir to the Charrington beer empire. Heir to a fortune, a life of wealth and prosperity before him. He became a Christian as a teenager and carried on in the family business. And then about the age of 20, in his own words, this is what happened to him. He was out walking in London. And I approached one public house. A poor woman with two or three children dragging at her skirts went up to the swing doors and calling out to her husband inside, she said, Tom, Tom, give me some money. The children are crying out for bread. At that, the man came through the doorway, drunk. He made no reply in words. He looked at her for a moment and then knocked her down in the gutter. I was transfixed. I couldn't intervene. But as he walked off, I looked up and I saw my name, Charrington, above the entrance of the pub in gold letters. And I said to myself, to the man who was by now some distance away, "You've knocked your poor wife down, and with the same blow, you've knocked me out of the brewery business." He gave it all up. He gave it all up. Broken systems. He gave up a life of prosperity and inheritance and wealth. He devoted himself to serving the poor of London and making known to them the one who said, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink." So Jesus stands and says to us this morning, "This is the pure water that alone can satisfy our souls. This is the stream that satisfies our greatest need, that we might be right with the God who made us, that we might know forgiveness and peace with God, to be at peace with the one we have forsaken. This is the remedy which confounds the wisdom of the world. We come to Jesus Christ and we drink. We cast all our care upon him. We believe and trust in him. We drink from that life-giving stream. And we find that the river of God is full of water. Solid joys," said John Newton. "Solid joys and lasting treasure. None but Zion's children know." Is this water real? Is it real? Will it really satisfy my deepest longings? Will Jesus Christ satisfy my deepest needs? Now, I don't know if you're afflicted in this part of the world by the same disease that's on the mainland. It induces aches and pains and breathlessness. I'm talking about park runs. Do you have that disease here? Park runs. I have to take numerous members of my family, give them lifts to park runs. What do you hope for when you're giving someone a lift to a park run? The only hope is the organisers have had the good sense to locate the run close to a good coffee shop. It's the only hope. So not long ago, I took a couple of my family to a park run. And I sat down for half an hour. I drank a cup of tea and I thought about this verse. "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink." And I read J.C. Ryle's commentary on the verse. Recommend it to you. And just for a short period of time, I knew God drawing near. I knew what it was to drink just a little from that life-giving stream. I knew just a little of what the hymn writer said. "I heard the voice of Jesus say, 'Behold, I freely give the living water. Thirsty one, stoop down and drink and live. I came to Jesus and I drank of that life-giving stream. My thirst was quenched, my soul revived, and now I live in him. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who trusts in him." Jesus said, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink."